Today's assigned reading includes Psalm 30, which has the lovely verse, "For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." This reminded me of a short booklet I recently received from the Trinity Forum. Founded in 1991, they are a Christian nonprofit organization. I'm not pitching them here, but I've been a member for about a year and I've really been impressed. In addition to curated daily reading recommendations, they publish quarterly readings. These are short booklets that, quote, bring the best of classic literature and letters introduced by today's experts and tailored for individual reflection and group discussion, unquote, per their website. The most recent of these was on P.G. Wodehouse, and it was titled Joy Cometh in the Morning, the title of one of Wodehouse's 50 novels. A prolific and very funny writer, Wodehouse was also a genius by any literary standard. As the Trinity booklet explains in a foreword by First Things editor Joseph Bottom, Wodehouse is an unmatched literary talent, and the focus of his work was exquisitely funny escapism. Bottom gathered a few of Wodehouse's quotes to give a flavor for his peerless skill. For example, here's how Wodehouse explained being captured by the Germans and sent to an internment camp, which actually happened to him. Quote, "Young men starting out in life have often asked me, how can I become an internee? Well, there are several methods. My own was to buy a villa on the coast of France and stay there until the Germans came along. This is probably the best and simplest of systems. You buy the villa and the Germans do the rest." Unquote. Or from his novels, quote, "Into the face of the young man who sat on the terrace of the hotel at Cannes, there had crept a look of furtive shame, the shifty, hangdog look which announces that an Englishman is about to talk French." Unquote. And finally, quote, "As for Gussie Finkelnoddle, many inexperienced undertaker would have been deceived by his appearance and started embalming him on sight." Unquote. I could go on. Wodehouse was amazing, and many of us have enjoyed his gifts through books such as My Man Jeeves or Young Men in Spats. God didn't have to give us the gift of laughter, but he did. And it reminds us of his loving kindness. Of course, we'll have grave sorrows and challenges in our lives. Anyone who tells you that by becoming a Christian you'll avoid all sorrows and hardships is not talking about the real gospel. As the psalm says, we'll have many nights of weeping. Many times, these are brought on by our own sin and poor decisions, and sometimes they occur because of things beyond our control. But morning always comes. Just as day follows night, we are reminded that God continues to bless us, forgive us, and love us. He will never give up on us, and so, joy cometh in the morning.